Between the sky and the earth, the air was thick somehow. Susanna found herself squinting to see things, although there seemed to be no actual mist or smog in the air.
Dinky, the white-haired man said.
Yes, Ted?
What have you left for our friend the weasel to find?
A maintenance drone, Dinky replied. It'll look like it found its way in through the Fedic door, set off the alarm, then got fried on some of the tracks at the far end of the switching yard. Quite a few are still hot. You see dead birds around them all the time, fried to a crisp. But even a good-sized Rusty's too small to trip the alarm. A drone, though, I'm pretty sure he'll buy it. The Wheeze ain't stupid, but it'll look pretty believable.
Good. That's very good. Look yonder, gunslingers. Ted pointed to a sharp upthrust of rock on the horizon.
Susanna could make it out easily. In this dark countryside, all horizons seemed close. She could see nothing remarkable about it, though. Only folds of deeper shadow and sterile slopes of tumbled rock.
That's Kanstiktiti.
The little needle, Roland said.
Excellent translation. It's where we're going.
Susanna's heart sank. The mountain, or perhaps you called something like that a butte, had to be 8 or 10 miles away, at the very limit of vision in any case. Eddie and Roland and the two younger men in Ted's party couldn't carry her that far, she didn't believe, and how did they know they could trust these new fellows anyway? On the other hand, she thought, what choice do we have?
You won't need to be carried, Ted told her, but Stanley can use your help. We'll join hands like folks at a seance. I want you all to visualize that rock formation when we go through, and hold the name in the forefront of your mind, Stiktiti, the little needle.
Whoa, whoa, Eddie said.
They had approached yet another door, this one standing open on a closet. Wire hangers and one ancient red blazer hung in there. Eddie grasped Ted's shoulder and swung him around.
Go through what? Go through where? Because if it's a door like the last one...
Ted looked up at Eddie, had to look up because Eddie was taller, and Susanna saw an amazing, dismaying thing.